Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May the 2nd. The grains closed higher with July corn up 9 cents, 4.59 and 3 quarters, July wheat up a nickel, 6.04 and a quarter, and July beans up 28 and 3 quarter cents at 11.99. The meal was up 15.90 at 3.64.90. The oil was down 2 ticks at 43.24. Probably the big news is there's another threatened strike in Argentina. This is the second one in about a week now. That sent the meal straight up, along with everything else that was going on here this morning. We've got rains across the Midwest next week, which are going to delay planting if they show up. We've got Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil in the south. That's incredibly biblically wet. And then you've got the Serafina crop up north, which is hot and dry. So they're talking about maybe losing 2 to 5 million metric tons of beans in Brazil. You know, if we're at 149, we'll go down to 144, 145, somewhere in that area. You know, it's a touch friendly for the beans. The big question is all this enough to get the funds to really, you know, decide they want in? They were pretty good buyers here today. They bought about 14,000 contracts of corn, about 7,000-8,000 wheat. They probably bought close to 20,000 contracts of beans and maybe 15,000 contracts of meal. So they were pretty good buyers here today. You know, we had the USDA crush wasn't quite as good as what they were looking for, but still the second largest number in history. So that wasn't bad. The exports really weren't good. They weren't bad. They were kind of as expected. Maybe the corn a little bit on the low side. But really, you know, not much here. The dollar took a drop today, down 46 ticks to 105.17. The equities came back strong. The meat cattle, feeder cattle came back strong. The Dow Jones is up 348. I think that added a little bit more confidence to the market out here. So all in all, you know, it was a pretty good day, a lot of grain. The corn got up to that 460 resistance, traded through it very late by a half a cent, and then broke 0.75 cents by the close, just under that 459.60. Now, if we can close over today's high at 460.5, that would be great tomorrow. If we could close wheat over 610, it would be great. And if we can just close the beans over $12, I think that leads to some higher prices out here. So overall, like I said, it was a pretty good day. We want to see the funds follow up tomorrow with more buying, and then we'll see where we can go from there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.